Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Northwest Mounties against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. I'm not Steve Boyle alongside not Brian Haynes. It's Connor Dockery and Mark W. Daly.
Good to be back with you, my friend.
Yeah.
Another great night of basketball.
What, Friday night hoops.
Yeah.
Nothing like it here on WKHM. Thank you for joining us this evening as the Northwest Mounties 3-12 overall, taking on a Columbia Central team in the midst of a very strong season, 15-3. It's been, again, Columbia Central, I don't think, we knew they'd be a good team in the Cascades, but we, you know, maybe a little bit of a shocker to see them at number one in the East Cascades.
Yeah, number one in the West. Grass Lake is number one in the East, but they've got some ballers.
Yeah.
They've got some ballers on their team. Of course, you know, on the Daily and on AM Jackson, we run through scores and highlights of the coaches that provide them to us. Derek Sanders has been a baller for this team this year. He's put up quite a few points. David Monroe, another one that finds himself high on the stat sheet from game to game. So, yeah, this is a team that can put up some points. They can put up some threes. And as we saw during the warm-ups, they can play above the rim, too.
Yeah, they got several guys who can just about slam that thing home. So if they get a fast break opportunity, you might see some highlight reel Sports Center type plays here from this Columbia Central team, as they just probably going to be the team that we see taking on Grass Lake on Saturday. I think it's about locked up right now from what we saw.
Yeah, it feels like it's locked up.
Yeah.
Grass Lake just having that win over Michigan Center earlier this week. Grass Lake undefeated throughout the season. So if that's the game we get to call next week, which it sounds like it is, that's going to be spectacular. But we've got little cross conference competition here tonight, talking about Columbia Central, but down on the other side of the court in their Indiana-esque warm-ups, we've got the Mounties of Northwest. But I gotta tell you, Northwest, you know, they as you mentioned earlier, they don't have a whole lot of success on the season in basketball. Football was kind of the same thing. But, man, do the crowds turn out to come and support? The school pride here at Mountie Nation is phenomenal.
Yeah, and you get a ton of the students out to support their Mounties, and not to mention the band, for crying out loud. The band really adds to the home atmosphere here when you come to a Mountie game.
And Jackson County is the best damn band in the land. There's a lot of good bands, but seriously, there's a lot of good bands in this area. There's no one that touches Northwest. There really isn't.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, it's fun to come to the football games. And they're, of course, they're packed here for the basketball game here this Friday evening. So it's definitely going to be a pretty cool atmosphere as the Mounties take on the Golden Eagles. Northwest, of course, even though, again, 3-12, you look at that record, a little bit of a rough season, but you still, being Columbia Central, this is not a team you want to overlook. They were able to get a pretty good win earlier in the season against Western 61-56, and they gave Lumen a run for their money the other night, 60-55, back on January 27th.
Right. Yeah, like we mentioned, Columbia's they're a good team. The Cascades, it's a rugged conference. You know, it's a kind of a conference where they just kind of beat each other up all season long. But you know, one of the things you have to consider here is you've got two different sized schools. You know,
yeah,
Columbia is a little bit on the larger side for the Cascades, but I mean, you've got Northwest, which is one of the second or third largest school in the county, somewhere in there. So they've got definitely a larger student body to pull from, which means you've just got better athletes. They play in a conference that's typically larger schools in the Cascades. So you take that and you compare it to what we have with Columbia, we could very well have a very good matchup on our hands tonight.
Yeah, especially just given Columbia Central. You know, they do have some good matchups on their season. Their best win probably back on January 28th, 46-44 over Michigan Center. That was a big time win,
yeah,
for them, that thriller. But otherwise, Columbia Central, they have struggled against some of the other top tier talent that they have taken on this year. They lost to Grass Lake earlier in the season, Tecumseh and Hanover Horton as well, who they actually are above in the west side of the Cascades.
Right.
So,
well, and again, Tecumseh kind of like the same thing. They're a larger school. They play out of the SEC White.
Yeah.
And they're doing really good in the SEC White. That's a pretty good team. Horton's always a good team. They've been strong in Hanover Horton for decades in basketball. So, yeah, I mean, you've got a couple legacy programs there that you dropped games to if you're Columbia.
Yeah, so lost some of those games to some of those tough teams, but again, Northwest still not a matchup you want to overlook. Still got to play very well if you want to have a chance to keep that winning streak going.
Right, absolutely, and I feel like we're going to see that tonight. I've got a feeling this is going to be a pretty competitive contest here this evening.
We're going to step aside for a couple moments. When we come back, we're going to continue talking what we can expect in this matchup between Northwest and Columbia Central for Friday Night Hoops. We return in the pregame show in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer, online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back here from the home of the Mounties, Northwest taking on Columbia Central this evening for our Friday night boys basketball action. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly continuing our pregame coverage. Northwest, as we were talking about, 3-12 on the season, but bit of a rough season so far. Struggled to just 3 wins so far, just 1-6 in the Interstate 8 League. Their lone league win was a surprise win over Western, 61-56, back on December 13th, and their other two wins are against struggling programs, Howardsville Christian and Pinckney. And I mentioned a little bit earlier, did hold their own against a great Lumen Christie team, 60-55 loss back on January 27th. But unfortunately, looks like a little bit of a step back this year. Last three seasons hovered around the 500 mark.
Yeah, a little bit of a step back. But I tell you, that Western-Northwest game, no matter what, that's like the Jackson County equivalent to Michigan and that school down south. I mean, it's a big rivalry in here in this county between those two schools. So it doesn't matter what the records are when those two teams play, because it's going to be a grind. And speaking of which, when you get to this point in the season and you're chugging along with those three wins, it does get to be a grind. It's difficult to really get up and stay engaged for the rest of the season when you know it's been that type of a struggle throughout.
Yeah.
It is. It's hard.
Yeah. And at this point, you just got to, you know, it's, you know, later in the season, you're at kind of the point, you know, let's still take it a game at a time. Let's try to finish strong. And, of course, with some of the younger players, let's try to build something, some chemistry and stuff like that moving forward to try to set yourself up moving towards next season and beyond.
Well, and everybody makes the playoffs. So if you can get that momentum going, who knows? Maybe you can get that first win, you know.
Yeah.
If you end up getting a rival in there somewhere, you can get that win, and anything can happen in that championship game. So the season might be a struggle, but you could put the cherry on the top of the season by getting a district championship. That momentum starts now,
and you never know. But it does start right now. But both these teams on a long streak, but unfortunately on opposite sides. Northwest losing 46-32 versus Coldwater on Tuesday. That was their seventh loss in a row, five of those, including this one, coming against Interstate 8 opponents. Meanwhile, Columbia Central with a big-time blowout, 77-22 at Vandercook Lake last night, which was their sixth win in a row, all against Cascades teams. And that was Columbia Central's biggest margin of victory this season, surpassing their 82-32 win over Homer on December 13th. Got to give a reference to the Daily, you know.
I stole that from The Simpsons, in case you didn't know. Yeah, just to kind of reference that contest against Vandercook Lake. Vandercook Lake, I mean, if you look at their schedule, that's been a struggling school also. They're one of the smaller ones in the Cascades Conference. Again, Columbia, one of the larger schools, just the talent that you have to pull from in that type of a situation. But, Columbia's been rolling this year. You referenced some of the games earlier that they've had. They've got momentum on their side as they're approaching the Cascade Conference championship next week. So they're in the spot that they wanted. They look like they're healthy for the most part. They got guys who can play above the rim. They can ball. They've got things going in the right direction for them right now.
Yeah, and this is a improving Columbia Central team as well over the last two seasons. Two seasons ago went 9-15. Then last year, another improvement, 14-9, and just looking to take that next step this season, trying to really finish the regular season strong and try to potentially set themselves up for success beyond just the district tournament.
Right. Definitely get to that district tournament. It's going to be a tough district for them, but get to that district tournament, and who knows? you're going to have to face Grass Lake again at some point, you know? So it's, the postseason, definitely the road gets a little bumpier, gets a little harder.
Yeah, and of course, you mentioned that Grass Lake matchup. It does look about locked up at this point. It looks like it is going to be Grass Lake versus Columbia Central in the Cascades Conference Championship on Saturday at Spring Arbor University, which, by the way, we will be broadcasting that game as well. So definitely be one to tune in. But, of course, we got hoops action tonight. It's going to be a good one. Northwest Mounties at home against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Mark W. Daly, any final thoughts?
It's just great being out here on Van Horn Road. It's just awesome being in this atmosphere. We've said this before, no matter what sport we're covering for Northwest, they get their song going. You got full stands practically. It's just, it's the feeling that you need to have, that you should have, that the Mounties provide on Friday night basketball. It's just awesome to be here.
Friday night basketball, Friday night football, whatever it is, yeah. It's always a fun game to play here at the home of the Mounties here at Northwest. As that'll do it for the pregame show. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off between Northwest and Columbia Central. That's coming up in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hi, this is Jim Baker, Superintendent of Columbia Schools. At Columbia Schools, we offer an educational opportunity for every student and every learner. Our education includes progressive, STEM-friendly technology implemented into the curriculum. There is STEM coursework at every level, including the Options Alternative Program. Our STEM education is just another reason your child should be a Golden Eagle. Columbia School District, empowering learners, achieving success. Find us online at myeagles.org.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are live from Northwest High School as we bring you tonight's coverage of Friday night basketball action. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here to bring you tonight's coverage as we go through the starting lineups. First for the Northwest Mounties, starting five is going to be Jalen Jordan, Dennis Graham, Jarrett Osterberg, Jonathan Osterberg, and Bryson Cooper. Head coach is James Brantley. Meanwhile, for the Golden Eagles, starting five is Trent Troyer, Nolan Scheel, Jack Gorton, David Monroe, and Derek Sanders. Head coach is Jacob Crawford. I'd like to give a shout as well to some of the sponsors making tonight's coverage possible here on WKHM. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey, Softwater, Grimes Plumbing, and Performance Automotive Northwest. Well, you can really feel the energy here in this building.
I tell you, they come out. The school spirit is just so strong here in Northwest.
Yeah, and especially the student section here as well. Just the student section there on the right side of the stands there.
The one student in the front row wearing his Lakers jersey. I mean, there's some life choices there he needs to reexamine.
He has the number taped over on the front of that Lakers jersey. I'm wondering, does he have the 77 there? Did he get it?
I don't know.
Did he update his LeBron jersey to a Doncic jersey?
I don't know.
What I'm wondering.
I don't know
what's going on there, but wrong jersey, buddy. We don't like the Lakers out here. I don't think anybody likes the Lakers besides in LA. At least that's how it should be.
Well, yeah, I think you're right.
All right, enough about the LA Lakers. We got a high school game to call. Jump ball is set to get underway between Gorton and Jalen Jordan. Jordan wins out, and it'll be poked right to Columbia Central, actually. A little bit of a fight after the jump ball, and Columbia Central will have the first possession going from left to right on your radio dial for this first half of play as the Golden Eagles move the ball around the perimeter. Now on the right wing with Shield. Gates the screen on the right. Crosses back over to the left. Drives on the baseline. Cut off. Dishes off to the other block. And the pass is nearly intercepted by Jordan, but he's out of bounds on the baseline.
So far, we've only seen Columbia's offense, but I like what we see. Switching the ball back and forth from side to side. They've got cuts happening along the baseline under the hoop. So a lot of activity on that Columbia offense.
They actually called a foul there on David Monroe. And then as Northwest went the other way, an interception by Columbia Central. As we got a three-pointer off the mark in the corner by Sanders. Northwest now going the other way with Graham on the right. Now gets it back outside. He'll restart the Northwest offense. About 50 seconds into the first quarter, no score yet. Northwest in their home white uniforms, black numbers. They've got red, white, and black stripes down the sides. Columbia Central in their road navy uniforms, white numbers trimmed in gold. Very Michigan-esque. We've got a drive on the baseline, cut off there, kicking it back out to the perimeter for Jordan. Now back on the right for Graham. And Northwest will once again restart their offense, being very patient. Back on the top of the key for Jordan. Gets a screen on the right from Cooper. Cuts thin to the mid-range. Jump shot. That's wide left. Rebound comes down to Monroe. Columbia Central again. Monroe just going to bring it coast to coast. Tough shot on the right block. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Gorton.
Keep an eye on number 22 tonight, Bryson Cooper. That's Carson Cooper's younger brother who plays for MSU, sophomore on this Mounties team.
No score yet. Very defensive so far, about minute 40 into this first quarter. Mounties ball now on the right with Jared Osterberg cut off on the baseline, passing it back out to the perimeter for Jalen Jordan. Jordan gets the screen on the left, now cuts back to the right after the switch, back over for Osterberg. Now top of the key for Jonathan Osterberg, and on the left for Graham. Trying to go to work. Advantageous here with no shot clock at the high school levels. We've got a pull-up three on the right. That's going to be short by Dennis Graham, and out of bounds, it'll go the other way.
Yeah, kind of surprised we're this far into the first quarter, and we're still looking at a couple zeros up there on the board.
Slow start for both teams as Columbia Central now with the possession top of the key with Nolan Shield. Dribbles off to the left wing, gets a screen, drives through the lane, pump fake, up and under, shot good underneath the bucket.
Drove right into a whole bunch of trees, got the ball fake up to get them off their feet, and then went up for an easy two.
Finally broke the scoring drought for both teams, 2-0 for Columbia Central, 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key for Jalen Jordan. Picks up the dribble. Now a give and go. Handoff nearly stolen away, but it's back into the far corner for Jordan. Pump fake doesn't pull. Now back out to the perimeter for Jonathan Osterberg. Screen coming on the right for Cooper. Dribbles through. Hesitates. Layup on the right hand through the lane. No. Didn't get the contact. And Columbia Central again going the other way.
Got their hands in the way in the mix to kind of disrupt that shot. Unable to get the easy rebound.
Got a reach and foul from behind in the corner. Jonathan Osterberg from Northwest, his first, team's first. And Columbia Central now inbounding on the right side of the basket with David Monroe into the perimeter for Sanders. Moving it back to the corner and an offensive foul again on Columbia Central.
Two early fouls here. I mean, that's kind of disturbing to see it that early in the game, to see those two fouls.
Yeah, both on offensive fouls as well.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely hindered Columbia Central's offensive rhythm so far. Still leading 2-0 over Northwest as the Mounties have the ball up the floor with Jalen Jordan. Screen on the left. Now cuts back to the right elbow. Jump shot on the mid-range. Too strong off glass. Rebound is tipped down to Troyer. From the Golden Eagles the other way. Spin move. Right block shot. No, might have been blocked. Goes back up with it. Blocked again. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by the Mounties. Great defensive effort for Jalen Jordan.
Good, aggressive basketball underneath the hoop, letting them play tonight. This is going to be a fun game to watch.
Inbound in the mid-range, Jay, off the mark by Sanders, and the Mounties again going up the floor. Still trailing 2-0, looking for their first bucket.
That was kind of a catch-and-shoot. Really didn't have his feet set or anything. Just grabbed it and shot, and he was a little off the mark.
Now on the right wing for Jared Osterberg, screen on the left, trying to go for the screen and roll, but it's intercepted on the pass by Gorton. Columbia Central, they're going to slow down their offense. Going on the left wing for Scheel. Back to the top of the key. Screen coming now on the right elbow. Pass back. And a travel call at the free throw line for Jack Gorton. That's another Columbia turnover.
He was trying to find somebody to get the ball to, just kind of dragged his pivot foot a little bit, and when you do that, they're going to roll those arms.
Now up the floor again, Dennis Graham giving it back over for Jalen Jordan. Still 2-0 for Columbia Central. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Dribbles off to the left for Osterberg, trying to shoot through. Might have been tipped away again. Derek Sanders bringing the ball up the floor for the Golden Eagles. Oh, he's going to be harassed by Jordan, and Jordan forces a turnover, able to strip that way off of Sanders' leg and out of bounds.
Well, James Bradley, as soon as he can get one of the officials' ears, going to be talking about that foul that happened underneath the hoop last possession that the Mounties had.
Hudson Cooper replaces Jonathan Osterberg for the Mounties. 3:25 to go in the first quarter, still 2-0 Columbia Central. Cooper has it at the top, spin move through the lane, dish down low to his brother, but intercepted again. As Columbia Central going back up the floor. A lot of turnovers. Blocks for both teams. Spin move at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. Left hook up and in for Jack Gorton, his first score. Oh, and we got an inbound violation on the Mounties. Trying to get it in too quickly. Hudson Cooper. Turnover. You don't really see those often.
No, you don't. They're just trying to get things going. Trying to pick up the pace a little bit.
Could be a timeout called on the floor. 3:02 to go in the first quarter. 4-0 Columbia Central over Northwest. We're back in 30 seconds here on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Columbia Central leading now 7-0 after the three-point bucket by Derek Sanders at the top of the key over Northwest.
Came across a pick, found himself wide open, caught it, set his feet that time, able to get the nice stroke on the three.
Columbia Central looking to continue their great defense here in the first quarter, trying to keep Northwest off the board. Mounties moving the ball around now into the near side corner. Osterberg cut off on the baseline. Gives it back to Jordan, cutting through the rim, drive and kick. Pump fake on the perimeter. Graham now down low. Pump fake up and under. No! After a couple of different opportunities there, Cooper not able to score.
We're talking about Bryson's just, it feels like he's playing with just a little bit of hesitation out on the floor.
Columbia Central moving the ball around now through the lane, up and under, and he is called on traveling. Nolan Scheel trying to get around the defender for the bucket, but it's a turnover at the end of the day.
He's got a little bit of frustration there. He got out, too. You got to keep that in check, not let the officials see that.
So Northwest going the other way. Through 6 of the 8 minutes in this first quarter, Northwest still without a bucket. They've had a couple good opportunities, but Columbia Central doing good on the rebound specifically, preventing those second chances. We got a fallaway shot in the lane off the mark for Osterberg. Now Columbia Central the other way with Sanders. Screen at the free throw line through the lane. Floater couldn't get the shooter's touch. Jordan through the trees getting the rebound for Northwest.
Oh, he just went up and grabbed it. Yeah, he wanted it more than anybody else.
Quick dish into the corner, three-pointer off the heel, but the long rebound down to Graham. Now a three-pointer in the other corner. That one's up and in for Jalen Jordan, the first mounting bucket.
And it's like the whole team on the bench knew it was going in as soon as he let it go.
Student section liking that one. It's a 7-3 ball game. Columbia Central in front and with the ball. 1:18 to go in the first quarter. Through the lane, layup no there by Jonas Mackey. Northwest the other direction. Jordan cutting through the lane. Now give and go on the baseline. Northwest will slow it down with Osterberg. Back around the perimeter to Jordan in the near side corner. Back to the top of the key. Osterberg lines up the three off left, but the rebound out to Hudson Cooper. Another try for the Mounties. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Dennis Graham on the right wing. Back outside for Jordan. Mounties slowing things down here. On the left for Osterberg. Back in the near side for Jonathan Osterberg. 30 seconds to go now here on the baseline. Drive kick to the other corner. Wide open three. Ooh, that one's short, but another offensive rebound for Graham. Fallway J gets the shooter's touch.
Nice soft touch on that one as you have a little fadeaway jumper over somebody who's much taller than you. Able to just kind of kiss it off the glass, off the rim, and in.
Final 10 seconds. We got an offensive foul on Nolan Shield driving through the lane. Lowered that shoulder a little bit.
You lower that shoulder, you put out that forearm, they're going to call it for you.
It's going to be his second personal foul. Looks like they're going to get him to the bench.
No, and just like that, look at that. It's a two-point game. Very high-scoring affair here in this first quarter.
I can hear the sarcasm on
that. It's dripping.
5 seconds left. Mounty ball trying to get a good last shot. Jordan top of the key, screen on the right, pull up on the mid-range, blocked at the buzzer, I believe. That was Logan Fowler for Columbia Central getting a hand on that
one. Yeah, coach calling for a tip off the wrist on that. But I feel like the officials are being they're calling it fair.
Yeah.
They're calling it fair.
I would agree. So that'll do it for the first quarter of play. Columbia Central leading Northwest 7-5. Second quarter is coming up next in 30 seconds. You've got high school hoops here on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I'd like to give a shout out to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wolby Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. Low scoring affair, 7-5 lead for Columbia Central going into the second quarter over Northwest.
At least the band's hot. Doing their version of Fireball right now.
And nailing it, too.
Nailing it.
Excellent band here for the Mounties. That's their staple here for the Mounties.
Man.
Northwest with the first possession of the second quarter as Jalen Jordan has it at the top. Pass nearly intercepted. It's tipped into the backcourt, and the Mounties will let it go out of bounds with Osterberg. Nice situational awareness preventing Mackey from getting it. Almost like boxed him out, but in the middle of the floor.
Right. Yeah. Just allowing it so they could get... he could have chased it down. They tipped it. He could have chased it down. It wouldn't have been an over and back, but this puts him in a much better situation.
Northwest again trying to get their offense going, trying to get a quality shot. They could tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Osterberg at the top of the key now for Graham on the right. Back up top for Jordan. Fakes the screen there, now coming on the left from Cooper. Cuts back to the right, now in the corner for Graham. Graham looking back outside, gets it to Osterberg. About 1 minute into the second quarter, Jordan through the lane, layup stripped, it's dished down low, scored, and a foul. Hudson Cooper with a three-point opportunity.
Feel like we're going to see that quite a bit tonight, where they're going to drive the lane, everybody's going to crash on them. You're going to find one of those big, tall Coopers wide open after the man leaves them for the easy bucket. And one.
Yeah.
You talked about a three-pointer, can take the lead. Here's your three-point play.
They're going to get 3 points the old-fashioned way, potentially right here on this and-one free throw. Hudson Cooper got it to go. Northwest, their first lead. It was a 7-0 start for Columbia Central as we get an interception. Osterberg getting it away on the inbound. Now Jordan through the lane, coast-to-coast. Tough layup, no. Rebound putback, yes, for Cooper.
When you have big, tall bodies like the Coopers, you can throw up a shot, a low percentage shot, knowing that you got a body there that can put it right back up.
Columbia Central started 7-0. Now a 10-0 run for Mounties. As Northwest starting to heat up as a three-pointer corner. Air ball by Mackey. Too strong. Northwest, they can really feel it right now. Through the lane for Graham. Back outside for Osterberg. Drives cut off on the baseline. Graham has it again on the left side of the perimeter now. Northwest will slow it down. Osterberg jab step through the lane. Give and go down low. Scoring again. Hudson Cooper can't be stopped. And that leads to a Columbia timeout.
They are not playing like a three-win team tonight. They're playing with great situational awareness. You know, with the guards driving, dishing it to the big man. We saw it down here when they're chasing the ball. They're playing like a very smart basketball team tonight.
They're looking good. They're bringing the fight to one of the better Cascades teams. Is the timeout on the floor. We're going to come back in 30 seconds. It's 12-7 Northwest over Columbia Central on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
12-0 scoring run for the Northwest Mounties. It's 12-7 over Columbia Central. About 2 minutes into the second quarter. Now a bit of a full court press from the Mounties as Columbia Central beats it. Sanders now getting it, driving on the baseline. He's blocked from behind by Hudson Cooper, but out of bounds. Columbia Central going to inbound.
It's starting to look like this could be somewhat of a trap game for Columbia.
Well, yeah, we mentioned how they were able to give Lumen a run for their money just about a week ago, but now here they are against Columbia Central as a three-pointer off the mark, rebound put back up and in for Trent Troyer, his first bucket, stopping that run.
He's got to follow the shot and be at the right angle when it comes off the rim. You're grabbing, put it right back up for the two.
12-9 now. Northwest moving the ball around the perimeter to the near side corner. Osterberg back outside for Graham. He's guarded by Scheel. Driving through the lane on him. Pump fake goes back outside to Osterberg. Now for Jordan at the top of the key. Crosses over left, then to the right. Sidestep at the free throw line. Doesn't shoot it. Now for Graham through the lane. Floater, no, but he is fouled, and he'll get two free throws.
Saw the lane, took it, thought he could beat his guy. And that's what, and when those type of fouls happen, that means you got beat on defense and you're trying to play catch up.
Second foul on Nolan Scheel. Second team foul. And Dennis Graham, 2 points so far in this one. He's going to try to add two at the line. First free throw off. Now a substitution. John Johnson into the game, replacing Jared Osterberg. One more try at the line for Graham, and that's too strong. Big rebound pulled down by Derek Sanders.
Did you see how high he got to pull that down? I mean, he could have touched the top of the board.
Just the power, too, that he pulled it down with. Sanders, he's trapped at the top of the key, dish to the free throw line, now down low, scoring off glass. No, but the rebound tipped out, and that's a miss there for Troyer. Northwest quickly again up the floor, handoff for Graham on the left. Back outside, it's 12-9 for Northwest, just under 5 minutes to go until halftime. Osterberg now bounce pass on the baseline for Hudson Cooper. Pump fake up and under. Beautiful move, but couldn't finish too strong.
Yeah, I like how he got the guy off his feet, just kind of tucked down underneath them, then went up for that shot.
Columbia Central now at the free throw line. Pass out of bounds. A miscommunication with Sanders just sailing right out of bounds on the far sideline.
It just feels like Columbia's out of sync tonight. I mean, this is our first time seeing either one of these schools, but it just doesn't have the feeling that Columbia is in sync.
I feel like part of that is just Northwest. They have some size and athleticism on this team.
Oh, they're scrappy. It's a scrappy D. They're getting all the they're interrupting the passing lanes. They're getting in your face. Every shot is contested.
Osterberg through the lane. His shot is blocked. Columbia Central going the other way with it with Nolan Scheel. Harassed by Osterberg up the floor. Scheel right to the basket, into the corner. Sanders, three, yes.
Nothing but net on that one. All alone down in the corner, able to let that three fly.
Just like that, we're tied at 12. 3:50 to go in the first half. Dennis Graham has it on the left. Screen on the right, he goes left. Now back to the top for Jordan. Calling for the screen from Bryson Cooper. Now going to the rim. Layup is good on the right hand, left side of the basket.
The way he contorts his body in the air to get around the defender to get that nice touch off the glass to get to fall in.
And we were able to see that athleticism all the way back in football season. Yeah. Had a couple great catches. We got a foul in the backcourt on Jonathan Osterberg trying to harass Columbia Central into a turnover, but he gets his second foul. Got a substitution coming in now. Jarrett Osterberg in for Jalen Jordan, his first break of the game. He's got 5 points. Now Columbia Central inbounding on the far sideline right at the half-court line with Jonas Mackey. Not sure what we're waiting on right here.
Indeed, the refs are... Well, they're having... I don't know. They're having a conversation at center court, maybe.
Maybe they're
discussing what their meal's going to be at the Mexican restaurant down the road afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Trying to discuss potentially the pass being tipped out of bounds. That's maybe the closest thing that I can think of. I don't believe there should have been a foul on the play. We'll see. They're going to tell the scorers table their findings. We got Troyer going out of bounds to inbound, so it looks like it might be staying with Columbia Central.
Looks like somebody's shooting.
Maybe a technical. I think I overheard a technical foul on Northwest. So Derek Sanders.
Sure who it was called on?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was maybe before the inbound. Maybe he overheard somebody, maybe a coach saying something. But
I don't know.
The first of two technical free throws is in by Sanders.
It's not what you want to do when you have momentum going your way all of a sudden. You know, a couple freebies there. Second one missed, but a couple freebies there. And then the ball to Columbia. This feels like they're struggling here tonight.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. But, yeah, even though, again, you got a large team taking on a slightly larger team. But, yeah, Columbia Central, they just have not really been able to get into an offensive rhythm tonight. As they move the ball around down low, that time they get a good wide-open score beneath the basket with the foul there. Jack Gorton with a and-one opportunity.
Love big man basketball. He just, took a little drop step, beat his guy, went right up with it, had position, got the foul, got the ball to fall. And so he's in an and-one situation. He was hyped after that, too.
Yeah, and just Columbia Central, you could just see, finally able to get an open shot at the rim. Just Northwest doing a good job right around the basket. Again, their size, their length, getting a hand up on some of these shots. And playing defense without fouling, of course, until this one right here, as the and one free throw off the mark from Gorton. Here come the Mounties up the floor, trailing Columbia Central 15-14, 3 minutes left in the first half.
We've seen some missed three throws from Columbia. This could be a different game if they're able to make those fall.
Now on the left for Dennis Graham, who going on the baseline, nearly thrown out of bounds there. Hudson Cooper has it, backing down his man. Stopped on the low block. Ooh, pass outside is intercepted by Troyer. Coast-to-coast layup. No. Put back up and in by Sanders. Nice follow-through.
One of the most important things you can do when you're on a fast break is to be that trailer. Be right there. If you don't get the pass, you can be there to clean it up.
Nine for Sanders to lead all scorers. And now layup on the other end, up and in by the athletic Jalen Jordan.
The soft finesse touch he has off the backboard and the rim is—you're not seeing anything else like it on the court tonight.
He just has that soft. He just has that kind of basketball sensibility. As we got a travel call on the other end by a very upset Nolan Scheel.
Well, it's the second time he showed frustration on the court. You got to control that. But yeah, he did. He thought he could do a jump and then a step, and you know, maybe in the NBA, but not here.
17-16 lead for Columbia Central. 2 minutes left in the first half as Hudson Cooper has it at the free throw line, and he's going to be fouled. It'll be a non-shooting foul. Columbia Central inbounding on the right side of the basket. Jalen Gorton make it Jack Gorton with the foul that time, his second. And we've got Bryson Cooper on the floor for the Mounties, replacing Jonathan Osterberg.
Right, Cooper brothers back out there together again.
Nice pairing down low beneath the basket. As Northwest moving the ball around the perimeter, we got another off-ball foul on Columbia's. Oh, it's going to be an offensive foul on Northwest away from the ball on Jalen Jordan.
Couldn't quite see from our vantage point down there. That corner is kind of like a, I believe on your ticket it's called an obstructed view.
Yes.
So
that is one way to put it. Might have been an illegal screen there as Columbia Central the other way. Moving the ball around the perimeter. David Monroe, bounce pass up top for Sanders, driving to the basket. And he's going to get called for traveling on the low block.
Well, that could have gone any one of a number of ways. But, yeah, when you're in there with bodies, that's one of the things. As a big guy, you're always taught when you're down low, you don't put the ball down low. Bad things are going to happen. So his flow got disrupted, and he was trying to find someone to get the ball to, and that foot got dragged. Keep the ball high when you're down low.
Yeah, a lot of those turnovers for Columbia Central, a couple offensive fouls, charges, and
sloppy.
Yeah.
Just a little sloppy.
Yeah, just not looking like the Columbia Central we're used to this season. As Jordan, spin move through the lane, fall away, Jay, short, but I believe they're going to get a whistle before the shot, potentially a traveling, I think.
That's what it looks like.
Yep. Turnover that time. Getting some boos and groans from the Mountie supporters here.
Yeah, official get an earful from the coach on the Mountie sideline, James Bradley.
But see, that's what I'm talking about with this Mountie crowd, this nice atmosphere here. It's a fun crowd here for this Friday night, especially with that student section. You won't see a more lively student section here. Columbia Central ball, fake the handoff there. Gorton now up top for Sanders, three-pointer. I heard that one tipped.
Yeah,
but that's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it wasn't tipped and out of bounds. Northwest taking over. They won't argue that one.
It's got the feeling. You know, we mentioned fair earlier, and it just has that feeling that you don't have either team getting special treatment here tonight. Yeah, they might not. It could be the best called game. It could be somewhere in the middle, but it's fair on both sides. So,
end of this first half, kind of just like the start of the first half. Very slow. Both teams not really able to get good shots. 50 seconds left in the half. Just a one-point lead for Columbia Central. Osterberg at the top of the key. Bounce pass over to Jordan on the left. Screen on the right from Cooper. Bounce pass down low. That's intercepted by Troyer coast to coast. On the low block, pump fake shot. Blocked from behind, but it put back up and in for Trent Troyer.
That was a sweet block from behind.
Three-pointer on the right wing, in and out. Rebound tipped down to Sanders. coming up the floor for Columbia Central. 18 seconds in the first half. Three-pointer corner up and in for David Monroe, his first bucket.
All of a sudden, it's just like Columbia just let loose.
Just a flurry here at the end of the first half. 5 seconds left. Jordan through the lane. Layup on the right hand. Off the glass. No. And that'll do it for the first half. A bit of a flurry of buckets there at the end, but it's Columbia Central leading 22-16 over the Mounties.
Yeah, we were talking about how it felt like they were struggling. All of a sudden, just that last minute, it's like they took their spinach.
Yeah, they were able to figure something out there at the end of the first half, and it's been a pretty fun one here so far.
Oh, it's been fun. This has been fun.
Yeah, really low-scoring game. You love these defensive matchups here. Always a lot of fun as we go into the halftime locker room. When we come back, myself, Connor Dockery, alongside Mark W. Day, we're going to break down what we saw in that first half of play between Columbia Central and Northwest. Again, halftime score, Columbia Central 22-16 over Northwest. Halftime report coming up in 3 minutes. You've got Boys High School Hoops here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and bright walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are at halftime, home of the Mounties. Columbia Central leading at the halftime break, 22-16 over Northwest. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly, and a bit of a back-and-forth first half. Both teams having certainly their offensive stretches there in that first half, but this has been a fun basketball game so far.
It's been fun. It's It's been a little slow at times. It's been super fast at times. We've kind of been on a little bit of a roller coaster with this contest tonight. And it's physical. It's a physical contest. The refs are allowing for a physical contest, which I feel like you and I both kind of appreciate.
I love basketball games where they let a little bit of contact go. You get a little bit of that big man play down beneath the basket.
Right.
Both these teams have great low post scoring options down low. So, this one's definitely been really fun.
Yeah. And hopefully it continues that same pace. When they're in the locker room, they're going over kind of like the pros and cons that happened during the first half. So both of these teams are going to make adjustments. And, the refs make adjustments, too. They're back there having conversations about what's happened in the game so far. We've already had a player teed up.
Yeah.
So are they going to tighten up in the second half? Columbia can come out, maybe try a little slower of a pace in the second half. What are the Mounties going to do? What they've been doing on offense seems to be working right now, but maybe they'll get their big men more involved. What type of adjustments are we going to have here in the second half for these two teams?
Yeah, and it's been fun to see just Northwest just, you mentioned three-win team. Doesn't look like a three-win team tonight. They're coming out.
No.
They're playing scrappy.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? Columbia Central, 15 wins. We don't care. We're going to come right at you. We're going to play hard. We're going to play tough.
And got nothing
to
lose.
Yeah.
And
we're going to make you – you want to come in here, you want to keep your winning streak going, we're going to make you earn it. We're going to make you earn every single basket. And I just love that approach, that mentality from Northwest. They're not just going to come over and just roll over like, season, hasn't gone our way, just whatever. But, no, they're playing hard in this one. They're playing, as you mentioned, a little bit with house money. Like, hey, we know the odds are against us, especially in this matchup. So, why not just whatever, play all out, play loose, play with house money, if you will.
Well, and one thing we didn't realize, this is their homecoming night.
Yeah.
And you always play a little bit up on homecoming night, too. But, right there, that last minute of the second quarter, as we were heading into halftime, Columbia had some opportunities. They had some fast breaks. They had some garbage buckets. I mean, they took advantage of the opportunities that they had to kind of pull away just a little bit there at the end of the first half.
Yeah, and they're going to try to get back to that in the second half, try to play a little bit faster, get those fast break opportunities. They didn't really force a lot of turnovers in that first half, which was pretty interesting. You saw Northwest able to get a lot of those turnovers, mostly on out of bounds or offensive fouls, but
or even if it's off of travel, there's quite a bit of traveling in that first half on both sides of the floor, right? But that's because it's being caused by your defense. The travel calls that we saw were dragging the pivot foot. The player's getting smothered at that point. They picked up their dribble, and they can't find anybody to pass it to. That's when the foot gets dragged.
Yeah, so it's coming as a result of the great defense that we've seen. Let's go through some stats here. Just a 7-5 lead at the end of the first quarter in favor of Columbia Central. Then Columbia Central.
Surprised it was that high.
Right. Yeah, it certainly didn't feel like it. As second quarter, it was 15-11 in favor of Columbia. Scoring pretty much coming from two different sources for Northwest. 7 points apiece for Jalen Jordan and Hudson Cooper. 2 points as well from Dennis Graham. Columbia Central, meanwhile, big game so far for Derek Sanders. 9 points to lead all scorers. He also got 4 points apiece from Nolan Scheel and Jack Gorton. And 3 points, make it 2 points from Trent Troyer. 3 points from David Monroe. So
Derek Sanders kind of... I say it's surprising because I guess it's because I haven't. This is our first time seeing him play, but he's throwing up the three, and with a dude that size, he's the biggest body on the floor.
Oh,
and it's all muscle mass, right? And he's got some height, and he's throwing up the three. I think he had one garbage bucket in there where he got the rebound to put it up too.
Yeah.
But I was expecting, especially what we saw when they were warming up and how far above the rim he was, I was expecting more of that type of game from him tonight, instead of a perimeter game, you will see him. He's routinely in the 20s.
Yeah, and he will probably end up there tonight, especially if Columbia Central wants to try to win this basketball game. Very tough and physical so far, but once again, halftime score 22-16. It's going to be a fun second half, just like we had a very fun first half here at the home of the Mounties. And live coverage of that is coming up. The second half is coming up next in 90 seconds here on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the second half here. Columbia Central leading Northwest on the road, 22-16. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Another shout out to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phelps Towing. As Columbia Central going from right to left on your radio dial, they'll have the first possession of the second half as Shale brings it up to the right wing now for Derek Sanders. A couple dribbles now, bounce pass back over for Shale. Picks up the dribble, looking to pass out of it, back over for Gorton. Lobbing it down low for Sanders, has his shot blocked. But it's tipped out, rebound put back up, no for Troyer.
That's what I thought we would see from Sanders, that kind of a game tonight.
Jordan, meanwhile, coast to coast, knifing through the recovering defense, and he's able to get an easy fast break layup.
He ran around three defenders, was untouched.
Now a quick shot on the other end, a block, and then a foul. I'm not sure that was a shooting foul. I think the foul was just after.
Yeah, Jordan just got up in the air and blocked that. He came start the second half like a beast.
Yeah, Jordan, he came to play in this one as we got a three-pointer up and in the corner and the contact. Derek Sanders, a four-point opportunity. You don't see that often at this level.
No, you don't see that often, and the contact was there. And it's not the first time he's had contact trying to shoot a three tonight.
That's the first foul on Dennis Graham.
I mean, it's the first foul of the half, but it kind of feels like they're tightening up their calls.
Four-point play completed by Derek Sanders. Wow.
Yeah.
That's his third long ball as well. We need that. And a steal on the inbound. Shield down low to Sanders, and he draws another foul, and he's getting more free throws. So Sanders getting a lot more aggressive in this second half.
Yeah, and just like that, we're starting to see some frustration on the side of the Mounties.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like, Northwest playing good scrappy defense there in a lot of the first half, but a couple breakdowns early. In the second half, just like that, boom, the lead for Columbia Central ballooning.
Well, they came out, they ended the first half with the momentum, and they came out this half keeping that momentum.
They'll give him the, of course, the foul there. First free throw is in. He's got 14 points just like that. Get one more try. Got them both.
Earning his money tonight at the free throw line.
Up to 15 points, got all six mount. Columbia Central points here against the Mounties. Here to start the second half, 1 minute in. Northwest trying to regain their composure. Jordan gets it at the top of the key. Driving through the lane, back on the left wing. Three, Osterberg, too strong, and it'll go out of bounds. Columbia Central going the other way.
Little man saved us here.
I know, nearly had our equipment smacked.
The ball guy came out and protected the...
doing a good
job,
though.
Flattened by Wilson. Or is it Spalding? I can't tell.
I think it is a Wilson. Full court press from Northwest, but it's beaten by Scheel. Driving to the left wing. Now he'll slow things down for his Golden Eagles. Now at the top for Monroe. Driving through the lane. Pull up Jay at the free throw line. No. Rebound Osterberg. Jordan lobbing up the outlet. Too far for Cooper, and it's out of bounds, turned over.
Well, hey, Cooper had everybody beat. He had everybody beat. They're working on their fast break. Just overshot him a little bit. He's a receiver. He's not a quarterback.
I was going to say that was a good good a little football impression there, trying to leak out, but the quarterback just slightly overthrowing him. Columbia Central again up the floor, leading by 10, their largest of the night, about 2 minutes into the third quarter. Scheel has it on the left. Now to the corner, back outside. Quick three-pointer, Sanders in and out. Rebound loose, and it comes away to the Golden Eagles. Another try. Sanders through the lane. Floater, no, and he is fouled again, getting his third trip to the line just in this third quarter.
So now we're seeing that versatility out of him. He's shooting the three, and he's also taking the lane and cutting to the basket, drawing the foul at the free throw line again.
Yeah, and he's getting it done on the perimeter. He's getting it done inside the paint, and I was wondering at halftime if we would see him try to get a little bit more aggressive, specifically driving to the basket, and that's exactly what we've been seeing. And he is really keying Columbia Central in this half as he's got both free throws this time now for 17 points.
Yeah, 17 points here in the third, so that's
a good play here for Sanders. Columbia Central leading by 12 now, 5:50 to go in the third quarter. We got a jump shot here, fouled from behind. I'm not sure if that was a three-point shot. I think it was a long two, but regardless, he got free throws coming up for Jared Osterberg.
Well, the ref put up the signal like it was a three. I'll see what he does here at the table. Looks like they're shooting three.
Yeah. It's going to be the third foul on Jack Gorton. And yes, it is a three-shot foul. Osterberg. First one off the mark. Got to try to at least recover with the next two. So far in the third quarter, it's a 8-2 run out of the gates for Columbia Central.
Yeah, starting to pull away. At least that's how it feels right now. But basketball's a streaky game.
Yeah, you know. We definitely saw those streaks for both teams in the first half. Mm-hmm. So Northwest, you kind of feel it's inevitable they're going to go on a run, but they got to stop the bleeding first. They got to get some stops defensively, especially against Sanders. Second free throw and the third free throw, both up and in for Osterberg for his first 2 points. And it's a 10-point lead now for Columbia Central. Golden Eagles ball now in the corner. Carter Simpson on for the first time. Now through the lane, layup in on the left hand for Gorton.
Nice little move. Just took that little dribble just to give himself position. Kind of like a little tiny baby hook up off the glass and in.
Jordan has it on the baseline. Fall away, Jay. In off the glass. That is an impressive score.
He took that jab step to get the defender moved and kind of pivoted. A nice little fadeaway touch off the glass.
Looked like he was going to go up and under, go more into the basket, but then that little like one-legged fadeaway. We got to travel on the other end from Columbia Central. Another turnover.
I know, the first half, we had to watch Jordan from afar. It's nice to be able to see him up here nice and close on this side.
Yeah, just some of those nice scores. Just a lot of talent there. Jalen Jordan got 11 points to lead the Mounties. It's 30-22 in favor of Columbia Central.
And what I like is on this side, we're seeing the two best players on each other, Sanders and Jordan.
Yeah.
Sanders takes Jordan on defense down on this side, so that's fun to watch.
One-on-one now through the lane, drive and kick, three-pointer on the right, Osterberg left short, rebound tipped out, and it's going to come down to Logan Fowler getting his first action for Columbia Central. Gets it down low, pass tipped away, stolen by Osterberg. Northwest going up the floor. And now it's nearly stolen right back, tipped out of bounds by Sanders.
Cooper was down here calling for it again. He was wide open once again underneath the hoop.
He's a threat to get those outlets at any time, though. Jordan inbounding on the near sideline in front of the scorer's table. 4:41 to go in the third quarter. It's another 10-point Columbia Central lead with Northwest possession. Going to try to update the scoreboard, the clock. I think they're trying to put 4:46 on the clock. Yes. They originally screwed it up. They had 44.6 seconds, which definitely not.
I was going to say, that's a fast third quarter.
Blink and you might miss it. Clock corrected. Here we go. Graham has it on the left for the Mounties. And back around the perimeter. Osterberg back outside for Jordan. Back up top with Graham. Looking for the off-ball screen. Osterberg again and for Jordan. We need to make his move. Back outside. Now driving through the lane. Bounce pass on the baseline for Cooper. Jump shot off the mark. Rebounded for Sanders. Quick three-on-three the other way. Bounce pass and the layup good on the other way. A great fast break for the Golden Eagles.
Kind of found himself a little bit under the basket when he got the pass, but just able to just get that finger roll up underneath it. It was a nice little crossover.
Quick three on the other end off the mark for Jordan. Tried the little pull-up there, but couldn't get that one to go. And Sanders again has it on the left, driving through the lane, crossover, mid-range J. That's another nice bucket. Sanders cannot be stopped in the third quarter.
Went right, came back left with that crossover, was wide open with the shot. I mean, it was effortless for him, too.
Yeah.
Nice little move to get himself open.
Just oozing with offensive talent and athleticism. Derek Sanders, 19 points, forces Northwest to call a full timeout. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Columbia Central up 14. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just under 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 36-22 for Columbia Central over Northwest. Mounties ball moving around the perimeter now. Jordan has it on the left corner. Goes back outside. Jab step, Osterberg back outside for Jared Osterberg and then for Grant. Back for Jordan through the lane. Quick floater off glass and in another nice soft touch.
You feel like he was going to take another dribble to drive for the basket, but he just stops, pulls up, and goes over Sanders.
He's just got a deep bag of tricks. Just has so many different ways that he can score as Columbia Central again turns it over on the other end as Andrew Hosmer, who just checked in, couldn't handle the pass.
Well, yeah, I mean, the turnover happened really at the time that Northwest needed it. I mean, Northwest feels like they got a little something cooking right now.
And now we got a turnover right here as Northwest, I didn't see what happened there.
He was on the inbound, and he was moving during the inbound pass, which I think you can do after a made basket, but not after a turnover.
And now we got another turnover going the other way. Columbia Central, a off-ball foul here. I believe that was on Logan Fowler.
Yeah, the inbounder was running the baseline trying to pass it in.
Which you're right. Yeah, you can do that on a made basket, but, yeah, not a turnover. So both teams trading turnovers here. Northwest through the lane. We got a foul. Hard bump there through the lane. That's going to be on Andrew Hosmer.
Yeah, young man found himself on the ground after that one. Got the ball after a pick and roll, did a little head fake and tried to drive. Hit the ground after that hard one. That was number 12. I don't have 12 on my roster.
I'm not sure if maybe a player's wearing a different number in this one. We'll have to wait for the announcer. Still a 12-point lead for Columbia Central. Northwest ball, 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Jordan has it on the top of the key. Now a quick handoff for Graham and then Osterberg. Drives through the lane. Tough layup. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Scheel. Harassed in the backcourt by Graham, and he'll bounce it over for Carter Simpson to bring the ball the rest of the way. Careful, near a 10-second violation. Able to lob it up ahead to Fowler, then back into the corner. Up and under, fallaway shot, no. Rebound tipped away, and it comes down to Jordan.
Yeah, that was a full court man-to-man there for Northwest.
Really playing tough D, trying to get themselves back in here. They got to get their offense back working, however.
Yeah, disrupting that rhythm.
Jordan through the lane, spin move, tough shot on the right hand, smothered by Sanders, but it doesn't matter.
It's like when he jumps, he gets an extra second in the air than most other people.
Just that athleticism right there. Scheel through the lane, fouled, no shot, and it'll be an inbound for Columbia Central following the Bryson Cooper foul, his second.
Yeah, a little block down low, not a shooting foul.
90 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's a 10-point Columbia Central lead. Inbounding on the right side of the basket. In for Scheel on the right. Now into the corner for Sanders. Pump fake. Drives on the baseline. Kicks back outside. Now a long two. That's too strong from Fowler. And Northwest coming the other way with Graham. Crosses over both ways. Spin move at the elbow. Down low. Wide open score for Bryson Cooper.
Well, he drove a little bit in, and he collected some of the defenders, and young Cooper down low, wide open, got the dish and went right up with it.
Oh, and now a quick pull-up three blocked away by Jordan from Sanders, and off him and out of bounds. It's a nice defensive stop for Jalen Jordan again.
Northwest is just disrupting their rhythm. You can tell when things are sinking for Columbia. And then when Northwest, that scrappy defense, that full court man D, disrupting whatever it is they want to do on offense, and as soon as you disrupt that momentum, Northwest has grabbed it right back, and they're rolling with it now.
Timeout's going to be called on the floor. We're going to leave it right here for the time being. 59 seconds left in the third quarter. Now an 8-point Columbia Central lead. So again, Columbia Central came out with a couple right hooks and jabs coming out swinging.
Oh, yeah.
But then Northwest, you knew a run for them was inevitable, and they're starting to ease their way back into it.
Right. Yeah, they picked up this second half. They picked up right where they ended the first half, picked up right there, and now Northwest has just seized control again.
It'll be Northwest ball with a full court press coming from Columbia Central. Initially, they do back off on the inbound. With Graham coming up the floor, it's 36-28 for Columbia Central. Jordan now at the free throw line. Side step back outside for Graham. Ooh, nearly turned over, but a save by Graham out of bounds. Now near half court, Osterberg drives through the lane, down on the baseline. Cooper, jump shot too strong, but a late foul. I think it's not a shooting foul, but didn't even see what happened there.
Now he's wide open down there with that shot. And I was already watching the fast break. I didn't see what the foul was either. But apparently that it's close enough to the shot. They're going to put him at the line unless they hit the number.
They're going to change it to an inbound, it looks like.
There we go. All right.
I don't know if he maybe undercut him. I mean, that still probably would have been a shooting foul if that was the case. But
I think one more foul. Next foul, teams are shooting, it looks like.
Yeah. Inbounding on the left side of the basket for Northwest into Graham. Guarded by Scheel. Still in the corner, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Spin move through the lane, back outside for Osterberg. Now for Jordan on the right wing. Dribbles back near half court as Northwest looks to rerun their play. 16 seconds left in the quarter. Northwest might just hang on for the last shot of the quarter here.
That's what it feels like.
Jordan harassed by Sanders, and now we're going to get a timeout.
Coach called the short timeout.
Yeah, we're going to leave it right here, just 8.5 seconds to go in the third quarter, but it's starting to feel like it's a Derek Sanders versus Jalen Jordan matchup right here.
It does have that feeling to it. I mean, they've got their supporting cast, right? But, I mean, these are they're the two stars on the respective teams. And it's just a great matchup because they're guarding each other on defense also. So, I mean, it's fun to watch those two go at it here tonight.
Yeah, this has been a fun matchup. Really pleased with the effort we've seen from Northwest, though, just playing hard, playing scrappy. 8-point Columbia Central lead with 8.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Northwest with the ball trying to get a good shot to go into the fourth quarter with some momentum. There's a student section going here. Really bringing the energy. Now for Graham and then Jordan on the left, driving through the lane. He is going to be bumped. A non-shooting foul.
Yeah,
but I don't think it matters. It should be a bonus.
Yeah, they don't do the one-and-one anymore. Changed that rule last year.
So in the bonus, as Sanders commits the foul, Jalen Jordan at the line for two shots. That was the fifth team foul for Columbia Central. First free throw in.
These free throws, you get this freebie at the line, they're so important because they do add up and they make such a big difference in the game.
Well, you mentioned as well, a lot of misses for Columbia Central there in that first half from the line. One more for Jalen Jordan. And he got both.
Now, just like that, it's a 6-point game.
5 seconds left, and the inbound intercepted by Jordan goes right at the basket. Left-handed layup is in at the buzzer. Oh, my goodness. Jalen Jordan stealing the show for Northwest.
That's 4 points in 4 seconds.
He's doing his best Reggie Miller impression right there. And sure to be a fun fourth quarter. Northwest going into the fourth quarter with momentum, trailing Columbia Central 36-32. Fourth quarter is next, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jim Baker, superintendent of Columbia Schools. At Columbia Schools, we offer an educational opportunity for every student and every learner. Our education includes progressive STEM-friendly technology implemented into the curriculum. There is STEM coursework at every level, including the Options Alternative Program. Our STEM education is just another reason your child should be a Golden Eagle. Columbia School District, empowering learners, achieving success. Find us online at myeagles.org.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth quarter underway. Jordan through the lane. Layup on the left hand is in, and it's a 36-34 deficit for Northwest now.
Last 6 points for the Mounties have all come off the fingertips of Jordan.
Foul on the other end as Jack Gorton looks like he's going to the line. And we talked about these runs.
Yeah.
Game of runs.
It's a streaky game. It is.
Columbia Central started the third quarter with an 8-2 run, and then Northwest finished that third quarter with a 14-6 run. Now on an extended 16-6 run.
Well, and Jordan's been the spark of that, too. He's been doing it on offense. He's been doing it on defense. He's imposing his will every opportunity he has.
And he's now up to 21 points following that last score. Wow. But at the line, Gorton, first free throw in to help stop the bleeding here. He's got 7 points. And we'll have one more try from the line. Good on the second as well. Makes both. 38-34. Columbia Central over Northwest, 30 seconds into the fourth. Graham at the top now for Osterberg on the left. Dribbles back to the top now for Graham again. Gets the screen on the left from Cooper. Through the lane, Graham Layup, lost it, and it's going to be last touch by Columbia Central out of bounds.
Looks like kind of an unusual set out here for Northwest right now. Looks like they're going with the exception of Cooper, kind of like their smaller set.
Yeah. Cooper gets it on the baseline back outside for Graham. Now back in the corner, Osterberg, three, off the mark, rebounded for Troyer.
I think somebody got a fingertip on that.
Quick fast break. Ooh, a big foul on the other end.
When it did the ball fake, got the defender up in the air and then just jumped up into him.
Basically just cleared him almost.
Yeah, right.
And that's going to be two free throws for Nolan Scheel. It's the third foul on Jonathan Osterberg. Second team foul already. 1st free throw, too strong. But I'll get one more try. Columbia Central just... Again, they're reeling a little bit offensively as Northwest playing with momentum on both sides. Both free throws missed. Northwest up the floor again for Osterberg and then for Graham, back for Jordan. He's been the man of the hour for the Mounties. He's back for Graham on the left wing. Back up top and then handed off for Jordan. Looking for the screen, coming from Cooper, gets it on the right side. Pull up, three-pointer, yes! Jalen Jordan, ladies and gentlemen.
Just a nice touch off of that, too. Way he came off the pick and just went right off of it. Oh.
Three-pointer on the other end. Couldn't respond there for Scheel. And Northwest, they can tie or take the lead on this possession, trailing by two. And now a quick timeout called by the Northwest Mounties. Wow.
What? We're definitely seeing a lot more speed right now for Northwest on the floor compared to what Columbia has on the floor.
Yeah, and they're trying to use that athleticism to their advantage. We're going to step aside for just a moment. Back in 30 seconds, it's a two-point lead for Columbia Central on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Rowdy crowd here for the Northwest Mounties. It's a 38-36 lead for Columbia Central, 6:18 to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Mountie Nation as a collective brought it tonight. They're the sixth man here. They really are.
Yeah, definitely a real home court advantage that the student section, particularly in the band, could bring as Jordan gets it on the inbound. Layup and the foul. Jalen Jordan can't be stopped, and he ties the game with a chance to take the lead at the line.
See, I think most guys at that point would try to go in and just slam it down. He goes, he could have. He had that height, but he finger rolled it in with a nice little soft touch, drew the foul, and I don't think he's missed it all in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, he's just been on fire going right back to the end of the third quarter.
I just jinxed him.
Yeah, he missed the end one free throw. But Cooper able to tip out the offensive rebound, and Northwest another try here. They can take the lead here. We're tied at 38, 6 minutes left. Jordan takes the screen, cuts through everybody. Now in the corner for Osterberg. He drives through. Now for Cooper on the low block. Double team step through. Oh, short on it. Gets his rebound. No. Oh, he had a golden opportunity but couldn't finish.
Pinned the ball against the rim. Just didn't get it up high enough.
Now Columbia Central. They're reeling offensively. They got to try to get a good bucket here. But first a foul called on Jonathan Osterberg, his fourth.
This is when, as a coach, you got to calm your kids down. You got to slow it down. You got to at least have them go through a couple rotations on their offense, try to find some sort of rhythm. Just slow it down, run your offense. You got plenty of time. You don't have to force anything.
5.5 to go here. Columbia Central on the baseline. Now back outside. Sanders has it on the top of the key, guarded by Jordan. Half spin off the screen. Back into the corner. Quick fire three. In and out for Monroe. And now the Mounties going up the floor, trying to take the lead here. Osterberg, three. Yes! On the left wing, and this place explodes.
He had time to set his feet, line up his shot, and let it fly uncontested.
Now Columbia Central, there's going to be a timeout on the floor. 5 minutes left, 41-38, Northwest over Columbia Central. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final stretch, 5 minutes left. Columbia Central trailing by three to the Mounties. They have the ball now. Out of the timeout, now up top for Sanders. Jab step, drives through the lane, pull up at the free throw line. Blocked by Jordan, and a foul on the rebound against the Golden Eagles.
This is that. They're not taking the time to run their offense. That's one thing. And you know, when you're the player like Sanders is, like we've seen Jordan doing on Northwest side, when you're the player, it's time for you to take this, put it on your shoulders, and be the one to bring the team back.
Pass was nearly tipped out of bounds there by Sanders. It was nearly stolen, I should say. It went out of bounds. Northwest holding onto it. Full court pressure from Columbia Central. Jordan inbounding, able to get it in for Graham. Quickly to the free throw line, pull up jump shot. Too strong. Rebound poked away, and it's loose underneath the basket. Cooper has it. Oh, but turned right back over, and then a foul called in the midcourt.
Well, you're just seeing the sense of urgency on both sides of the ball right now. It's just tough and scrappy on both sides. We're experiencing a treat tonight.
Yeah, this has been a fun basketball game, and this is going to be a fun finish, methinks. Columbia Central leading by as many as 12 points in the third quarter, but Northwest able to come all the way back and now leading by three. Columbia Central turned over. Nolan Shield bumped on the far sideline. No whistle, but then he dribbles it out of bounds.
He did. He dribbled out of bounds. He had a little sense of frustration, did the right thing, walked away from the official before he did something he's going to regret.
Northwest going the other way with another full court press from Columbia Central. They back off immediately, though.
Yeah, this went to full court man here.
Graham up the floor, 4:15 left. Jordan has it at the top of the key, back for Graham. Trying to dish it down low, pass is tipped into the corner. Cooper has it. Cooper dribbling back outside. Now for the half court for Graham.
I get nervous when they're right here down by us on the corner.
I know. I'm just afraid that the ball's going to be tipped or we're going to get like a foul player shoved right into our station right here. We got a offensive foul, I believe.
Looks like a timeout.
Okay, yeah, you're right. 30-second time. Wasn't sure if there was a turnover before that. 30-second timeout. We're going to step aside. 3:56 left in this one. Northwest by three on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Less than 4 minutes to go here. We're in for an exciting finish. Columbia Central, Northwest. Northwest leading by three. It's 41-38.
I don't think Northwest has led all night except up till this point. I mean, they've contested. They've kept it close.
Yeah.
Clawed their way back from deficits.
They led, I think, briefly in the second quarter, but then, again, Columbia Central able to build a 12-point lead in the third as Sanders able to get the score on his own offensive rebound on the other end to cut the deficit to one now.
Yeah, he fought for that. He fought for that first shot and fought for the second shot.
And an offensive foul now, a moving screen called against the Mounties.
Are they calling that on Jordan?
Yes, they are. His third. Oh, no, it's fourth. Wow. Ooh, that could be
That would
huge.
Hurt. That's hurt. He's going to get a little rest, I think.
Columbia Central now against a little bit of a half-court press initially by Northwest. Sanders has it. And I think it's just going to go through him the rest of the way. Sanders cutting the basket. Blocked by Jordan. Out of bounds. He erased that shot.
Yeah, he doesn't care about those four fouls. He's going up there and going to contest that shot. You'd see a lot of players at this level, they would hold back a little bit knowing that they could be out of the game.
Yeah, just fearless right there. Sanders cutting the basket, stripped away by Graham, and now out of bounds, it looks like. Turned over for Sanders. Oh, no, there's going to be a foul on Sanders. That's his fourth.
Wow.
So you got the best player on both these teams both playing with four fouls. Wow.
And nobody's coming. Well, Osterberg's coming in. Wonder who's No. Jordan staying in.
Yeah.
All dynamics. Right. Either one of those, Jordan or Sanders, they foul out. The dynamics of this game dramatically change.
Maybe it will come down to who can just stay in with those four fouls. If one of those guys fouls out, that team is really going to have a tough chance of trying to pull this one off. Full court press again for Columbia Central. Jordan has it up the floor. Up and under through the lane. Layup. Yes! And the foul! Jalen Jordan again. Oh, my goodness.
Which is what he does in the air with that is absolutely amazing.
Who was the foul on is important. Oh, that's going to be on Jack Gorton, which...
He's got four also, yeah.
And he's a big presence for him down low.
Now, Northwest also has number 11 with four fouls. So, Jonathan Osterberg.
Jordan, first free throw off the mark. Couldn't get the and one there. It's 43-40 for Northwest. Columbia Central quickly the other way with Derek Sanders. And an offensive foul. Sanders is done. He is done. Wow. Offensive foul, knocked him out of the game.
He probably could have gotten away with it if he didn't lower his shoulder and he went into that with a little bit of force.
Wow, so Columbia Central down three, now without their best player, Derek Sanders, with 21 points. Going to have to go elsewhere, going to have to really bear down as a team. If they want to pull this thing off, keep their six-game winning streak alive.
I'll see how this offense and this defense change with their record holding score now on the bench.
43-40 Mounties with the ball, full court press, inbound to Graham, able to beat it, and now the defense will recover. Northwest will slow down. Graham to the top of the key, hand off back up top for Osterberg. Stuck up top, back for Jonathan Osterberg. Handoff for Jordan. 2:45 to go.
They're just playing a game of keep away right now.
Trying to milk the clock a little bit. Ooh, had his pocket picked by Troyer. Golden Eagles going coast to coast the other way. No, but a foul. Troyer at the line for two huge free throws.
I didn't see who that foul was on, but they definitely weren't set.
That looks like it's going to be on Hudson Cooper, his second.
Yeah, he was just down in the key, had his arms up, but his feet were moving all over the place.
Two big free throws for Trent Troyer. He's got 2 points so far, but, boy, he's got to make probably both of these.
Coach calls Jordan all the way over here. Just gets him away from that mass so he doesn't get a silly foul on the free throw.
Yeah. Trying to get some coaching, get some plays going here. First free throw good for Troyer. Got one more try. Trying to cut it down to one.
Oh, now Jordan gets down low. He does get in there for this one.
Troyer got both free throws. Wow. 1 point Mountie lead. Full court press from Columbia Central. And Northwest turns it over, losing it at the midcourt. Columbia Central can now take the lead.
Big turnover right there. And Columbia able to keep the possession on their side of the court. Huge possession right here.
2.5 to go in this one. A 1 point Mountie lead in the corner. Pump fake through the lane. Now into the other corner. 3-pointer. Simpson too short. Offensive rebound put back up and in for Gorton.
He just sits there, gets the garbage ball. He's able to pick up the slap, put it right back in. Columbia has the lead.
Just over 2 minutes left. Jordan has it near half court. Man of the hour playing with 28 points. Guarded out there by Troyer. Just taking his time right here. He's basically just talking to the official.
Well, there's no shot clock. Getting some instruction from the coach.
And the 5 seconds delay of game doesn't start until the defender is within a couple feet of him, which... Troyer comes in there. Now trying to pass it away. Troyer steals it and then foul on Jordan. And now he is gone. Oh, my goodness. Best player on both teams gone from this one.
Wait, we referenced the office earlier tonight, right? I think that's, boy, how the turntables have turned.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because now we just the teams have just equalized.
Both these teams, yeah, and they're going to have to figure out how to win this one, both without their best player. But Jordan getting a big hand from the Northwest supporters in this one for his great effort. Tough bucket after tough bucket as Troyer misses the first free throw.
Oh, well, I mean, it was kind of a tough call there. Do you take him out, preserve him for like last minute, leave him in? They let their thoroughbred stay in the game.
Both free throws off by Troyer. It's still just a 1 point Columbia lead. 90 seconds left. Graham has it at the top. Now back for Osterberg. Osterberg back for Jared Osterberg. Now at the top. Jab step. Jonathan Osterberg again. Back for Graham. Graham, couple crossovers. Back outside for Osterberg at the top of the key. Looking for the screen. Cooper coming in. Drops it on the right. Gives it back up top. Pass fake in. Back for Cooper in the corner. 58 seconds left in this one. Drives on the baseline to the basket. Loses it and he travels.
Now that should not have been a travel because he lost the handle on the ball. He did not have full on possession of the ball.
Yeah,
when you're bobbling the ball, it's not a travel. That should not have been called. This should still be Mountie ball.
Yeah, he had it stripped away, kind of lost it before regaining it. Yeah, I agree with you. And now we got a Columbia Central timeout. 52 seconds left in this one.
He was making a cut towards the basket. Somebody got their mitten in there to kind of knock it away from him, and he was just trying to grab the handle on it.
We're going to step aside. 1 point, Columbia Central lead, 52 seconds left. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Coming right down to the wire here at Northwest High School. It's 44-43 Columbia Central over Northwest. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly bringing you all the action. Columbia Central inbounding on the far sideline against the Mountie full court press. Bounce pass in the backcourt to Monroe. Dribbles through the defense. Lost the dribble in the midcourt. Ooh, but it goes right to Gorton. Nearly turned over. And then he lost the dribble. What is happening here? Columbia Central has it. Just trying to play keep away here. 35 seconds left. Boy, Northwest going to have to foul here probably, as now recognizing the situation, Graham does reach in and will send Columbia Central to the line, hoping for a pair of misses.
Wow, Columbia got really lucky there. I mean, they lost the handle on that one three different times during that press and just got the lucky bounce, and now they find themselves at the line.
Nolan Scheel at the line for two huge shots. Got the first one to go. Big insurance point.
Oh, you need this next one.
Yeah.
You need this next one.
It's a two-point lead now. Still a one-possession game, even if he makes it. Doesn't make it. Two-point lead. Stolen away in the backcourt. Off the glass. Yes! For Troyer. Oh, my goodness. And now it's a two-possession lead for Columbia Central with 23 seconds left.
Wow.
Timeout, Mounties.
Wow.
Wow.
Just able to get your hand in there to disrupt the pass. Ball's bouncing around right underneath the basket. Picks it up the floor, goes right up with it, and it just bounces around. It's not like it's going to go right in. The ball knows there's drama in this game tonight, so it bounces around up there for a little bit before it decides to go in.
Wow. 23 seconds left, four-point lead, Columbia Central. Full timeout called. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hard work. Us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final shots here, final seconds, three-pointer off the mark by Osterberg as it's a four-point Columbia Central lead, and Columbia Central able to get the ball back and get another foul at the line to ice the game right here.
Yeah, they're moving the ball around a little bit too much. They needed to get a quick bucket there, but they did eventually get really an uncontested three, just kind of bounced off the rim, and then Cooper ended up having to commit the foul. It's to send Columbia to the line.
47-43. Jack Gorton at the line for two. Makes the first one. He's got 11 points. If he makes this next one, even as of right now, 5 seconds left to try to get two scores. That's pretty tough for Northwest. Second free throw off. Offensive rebound up and in. Gorton following his free throw, and that will do it. Full court heave at the buzzer off the mark, and just like that, 50-43, final score. Columbia Central wins their seventh in a row in a thriller here over the Mounties.
That seven-point lead, I mean, that's not what this game was. Not what this game was. This was a much closer game. And this Mountie team, they did not play like a team that has three wins. This is a team that played to the buzzer. From tip to tip off to buzzer, this is a team that played hard here tonight. This is a fun game to watch.
Yeah, and Northwest, they just really brought that energy. We talked about it a little bit in the pregame show or early in that first half, that they're just playing with house money right here, playing very scrappy, nice energy right here, and really able to make Columbia Central earn that victory, really earn every point, and especially with both players, with both teams' best players fouling out at the end of the game, just seeing both teams make those last-minute adjustments to try to pull off that win, and Columbia Central able to get those late buckets, and it was just a one-point game late, but Columbia Central able to get those nice plays and the free throws.
With the two best players out, it felt like at that point Columbia just a little bit deeper in talent here tonight. I think we saw that in the last 90 seconds. They had guys who were able to make the defensive plays, force the turnovers, get the garbage baskets, and just do enough to get the win. Columbia just that much, just a shade better as far as talent goes deeper in the bench.
It was a fun one there for start to finish. Very defensive game the first quarter, but then both teams really picking up their offense the rest of the way. As it, again, was just 7-5, Columbia Central in the first quarter. Columbia Central with a 15-11 second quarter to lead 22-16 at the break. They came out with that 8-2 run, went up by 12 points, and then boom, Northwest able to finish that third quarter on a 14-6 run. Going into the fourth, able to lead late, but then Columbia Central able to make those plays, get the lead back with nice plays, nice shooting at the free throw line, and able to outscore Northwest 14-11 in that fourth quarter to come away with that 7-point 50-43
win. One of those runs, too, is not. I mean, it was like 8 points in a row strictly from Jordan, whether he was throwing it up, driving to the lane, or getting it at the free throw line. Jordan just had himself a phenomenal night.
Yeah, Jalen Jordan finishing with 28 points, just getting whatever shot he wanted. No matter what defense that they were throwing his way, Derek Sanders was in his face all night.
Right.
Doesn't matter. He was scoring off the glass, little floater, fallaway jump shot, three, free throw line. He was getting it done all over the floor. And even though it was in a loss, Jalen Jordan, that was a great effort that he showed tonight.
You couldn't contain him. You know, that's the story. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain. He wasn't even contained tonight.
Yeah.
Whatever he wanted to do, he was able to do.
Just absolutely uncontainable. Just a nice little battle to see between him and then Derek Sanders on the other end. Both these players fouling out. So, again, it was cool to see both teams try to overcome that in the last few minutes. Derek Sanders on the other end, 21 points to lead Columbia Central, which is about par for the course
right.
for him.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's been the thoroughbred throughout the entire season. They've had a lot of players who are able to score a lot of points throughout the season. Sanders has definitely been their go-to guy. Here tonight. I didn't quite see the leadership on the floor that I thought I would have from him tonight.
Yeah.
Definitely a great player. But just a little bit deeper in talent for Columbia. That's what helped them pull it out here in the last 90 seconds.
Go through some other stats here as well. Jalen Jordan leading the way for Northwest, 28 points. He also got 7 for Hudson Cooper, 5 for Jarrett Osterberg, 2 each for Dennis Graham and Bryson Cooper. Meanwhile, for Columbia Central, leading scorer, of course, Derek Sanders, 21 points. He also had 13 for Jack Gorton, 7 for Nolan Scheel, 6 for Trent Troyer, and 3 for David Munro. Columbia Central winning their seventh game in a row, improving to 16-3 on the season. Northwest, unfortunately, dropping their eighth in a row. They now fall to 3-13 on the season. Want to give another shout. Some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Fuller's Chem Dry and Jenkins Insurance Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance. Up next for the Mounties, they'll take on Marshall at home on Monday with live coverage right here on these airwaves. While Columbia Central on Tuesday taking over Hanover Horton at home. That's going to be a pretty big matchup.
That's a good one.
For Columbia Central. For Mark W. Daly, as well as Luke Moorhead back in the studio.
My you mean I'm not Dockery. Brian Haynes?
You're right, and I'm not.
You're not the captain?
And I'm not Steve Boyle either. I know, we're going to have to update those. Oof. Thank you for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.